Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a good song. And it fits. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. It is a good song. Our Twitter question about this, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. Are the Eagles lucky to be 3-0 right now? I say yes. Hugh Douglas says nope. Kyle also says nope and is not
is
happy
correct.
With me. Yeah, well, we'll see. Are the Eagles lucky to be 3-0? 53-47 on the poll. Well, a very close one. Very interesting one on the poll question there between luck. All right, we'll get back to everyone's phone calls here. But, Hugh, it's Wednesday. It's 1 o'clock. You know what time it is.
Yes.
It's time.
I'm excited.
For our quarterback power rankings. All right, let's get to it. Our top 10 quarterbacks in pro football through 3 weeks. Hugh, you want to go first or second?
You want me to go first?
Well, I was just wondering. What you want to do?
My list is it changes every week.
Yes.
But I weigh heavy on QBR. Wins weigh heavy.
Okay.
Right on
mm-hmm,
my list.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious how many before you go we're gonna have different because I would think as the season goes along
it's gonna be harder.
We're gonna have more the same. Like
there's gonna be five or six.
Right. There's gonna be five or six or seven that clearly are top 10 guys. We'll see how many we have. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, I do the QBR and the rating. Mm-hmm. I kind of factor those both in.
Yep.
I'm more weight to the rating, but the win is the factor,
okay.
The biggest factor.
Yep.
So the first quarterback that I had was Caleb Williams. He was the first on my list because of what he was able to do.
Caleb
Williams, because he threw for 4 TDs, 298 yards, had a quarterback rating of 142.6.
It was the best game of his career.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got the Cowboys.
And but still, you know, this is a week-to-week thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I that's the way I decided to do
okay.
it. So, my next quarterback, of course, I had Jalen Hurts.
So, Caleb Williams won, Jalen Hurts two.
Okay. Had him. Number three, Daniel Jones. Had him number three. Jared Goff for the performance that he had a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Drake May, like what he did. And I had to flip these two. I had them in the wrong order.
Mm-hmm.
Baker Mayfield. No, wait a minute. Baker Mayfield. I had Baker Mayfield for the performance that he had. Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm.
I threw Spencer Rattler in there. Yeah, I threw Spencer Rattler in there.
Hold on, man.
What are you talking about?
He lost by like 40 points.
I'm just saying.
Got pulled from the game.
Spencer Rattler. I just threw that one in there to make Kyle upset.
Well, I mean, you did a good job.
But he had a QBR, 83.1.
Yeah, I think we got to just dump QBR. We got to dump that.
Mac Jones. Had Mac Jones in there.
So Spencer Rattler, Mac Jones in your top 10 quarterbacks.
Yeah, and then Justin Herbert.
Pro football.
Yeah.
Okay.
Justin Herbert.
All right. I don't know how to top that. Caleb Williams, the number one overall quarterback. We have Mac Jones in there. Rattler, who was pulled from the game.
So you actually don't want anyone to ever take your list seriously,
no,
is really what I'm hearing.
I ain't going to lie. I trolled on that last one. I was trolling Kyle.
I'm sensing a pattern.
Okay.
With like everything you ever say.
Not everything, just this.
I think what people don't realize is the shock jock on this show is Douglas.
It is.
I mean, it's
no,
shock jock Douglas.
You know, a lot of times, because, you know, Kyle takes, you know, these lists very serious.
Yeah.
So I just said, okay, I'm going to throw Spencer there. Because he had a high QBR.
So I don't care. He can't play.
Well, see, that's it. Well, now that invalidates your first list.
No, it
does. The QBR thing.
It does not.
No, it does.
Well, we checked it. We did check in on Michael Penix since he was in your top 10 list.
He's been horrendous.
They can't score a touchdown.
You see it and make it this week.
And yeah, he got benched in the game. All right. Here are the top 10 quarterbacks in pro football through 3 weeks. I feel pretty strongly these are the right 10 names. You could argue with the order if you want. Number one, Josh Allen. I moved him up to number one. We're going to leave him there. Number two is Lamar Jackson. Number three, Patrick Mahomes. And I know Mahomes' numbers are not where they are. I still think he's playing at a super high level. He's just got no receivers right now. Number four, Justin Herbert. He's taken a ridiculous leap, and it feels like he's now in that mix. Number five is Matthew Stafford. Number six, Jared Goff. Moving up on my list from, where was he last, like 9 or 10, is Jalen Hurts to the number seven spot. Now, we can all be honest, at halftime on Sunday, I didn't think he'd be on the top 10, but he played that second half and he earned his way back in. Number seven, Jalen Hurts. Number eight, Danny Dimes, or as they call him, Indiana Jones. Number nine, Jordan Love. Number 10, Baker Mayfield. So I went Allen, Jackson, Mahomes, Herbert, Stafford, Goff, Hurts, Jones, Love,
and Baker. So we got like five alike.
Yeah, I thought we'd have more, but you went kind of rogue with Spencer Rattler and...
Rogue's
a word for you.
We're all ignoring Caleb Williams as the number one overall quarterback in pro football.
Hey, he had a hell of a week.
One week.
Yeah, but it's a week-to-week thing. Now, as like
but
you said...
But it doesn't have to kind of build off the week before. We just keep stacking.
But as you said, as we progress through this... Yeah. Then the cream will start to rise to the top because my list has been
Spencer Rattler.
Yeah, Rattler, yeah. Mm-hmm. He made the list.
He's next up.
Yeah, he made the list.
You're a big Coach Goober fan then, I guess.
No, nah, not at all.
What?
They ran a tush push, though. They did run it. Was it last week they ran a tush push?
I think so.
Yeah, they ran it.
Because he has respect.
Yeah. Are you betting on Coach Goober? 16.5 point dogs.
Wait a second.
You
got to bet on your guy Rattler.
You got Rattler.
Is
in
he
the
above
game?
Allen?
He is above Allen.
Wait, hold on. Allen's not on your top 10 list.
Who's higher, Allen or Rattler this week?
Josh Allen. Oh, Josh Allen is higher than Spencer Rattler.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I'm glad we have found some sense of reality. We need Tucker to make a graphic with your top 10 each week. I want that posted because the internet will eat that alive.
Oh, no. They're going to be like, Cook, Hugh.
You got it, Hugh.
Yeah. How does Hugh deal with
Ryan Mike, Cook, those guys? They don't know. Bleep.
There are going to be some hardcore people out there that are going to be like, what the hell is this? They're not going to understand.
Yeah.
And, you know, those are the ones that I will have something mean and hurtful to say to. Be like, dude, listen to the show.
I got to take a deep breath. Spencer Rattler on the list.
Spencer Rattler.
So you didn't have Mahomes?
Patrick Mahomes did not make my list
this week. That's fine.
What's even the point, man?
I don't know.
This is my list, and it's week to week.
It's becoming my least favorite
thing. This is my truth. What does your list look like, Kyle? Mr. I know everything.
If I don't put Spencer Rattler on my list, it's automatically 10 times better than yours.
It's not.
So you don't want me to do it.
It's not.
Okay.
It's not.
All right, buddy.
Rattler was pulled from the game. They were losing by 40.
Yeah, but he had a QBR like 83.1 at the time.
I think that maybe we're going too far with the validity of that statistic to kind of base our list
on. Here's my list. Jalen Hurts.
Now you're speaking to the people out
Jalen
there.
Hurts.
Now you're talking.
Now he's being
Cook,
facetious.
Kyle, Cook.
That's right. That's right. Jalen derangement syndrome over there behind the glass. Let's go to Spike in Bristol, who was angry with me earlier. Let's see if she still is. Hey, Spike.
Yeah, I'm a little angry with you.
Okay.
I think you're just going off a little bit because here's what I want to do. Mm-hmm. I want to spin this thing in another direction. When the kick got blocked and Jordan Davis ran it back, the TV panned to the Rams guy standing there with looks on their faces and Matthew Stafford standing there like they got a good shot of him. And the announcers said, these guys are looking like in total disbelief at what just happened to them. So look at it from what just happened to them. Mm-hmm. Stop looking at the lousy first two quarters.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Stop looking at that.
But why? They okay. all, they'd all count.
Look, don't look at the bad.
Look at it from their side. What just happened to them? Those words. What just happened to them was totally shock and awe from not only us fans, because I sat there and said to my husband, there's no way that they're going to block another kick.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get to see the first one. And then do you think in their wildest, wettest dreams that they ever thought that they were going to get picked off like that, get picked off like that for the second time within minutes, not within a game, but within minutes. Okay, so you have to look at it from if the Eagles had been the ones who had had that happen to them two times in one quarter within minutes, what would the conversation be? Oh, I can just imagine in my head, Hugh and Joe, leave Kyle out of the equation. Okay, but I'm just gonna say.
So, Spike, you bring up something really interesting. Let's say it was the opposite. Would we be saying, oh my goodness, the Rams are lucky or the Eagles? Like, we would be annoyed.
No.
We would say the Eagles blew the game.
Which right.
Which
we
means
would.
The, right, which means the Rams which got would, lucky.
Which
because
means the Rams blew the game. It was theirs to not blow, Joe. It was the Rams' game to not blow. And they blew it.
Right. And Spike, if it was the other way around, we would say the Eagles gave the Rams the game. They got lucky because we blew it.
No.
Okay.
There was no lucky. Jordan Davis wasn't lucky. Okay. Jalen Carter was not lucky. Okay. And to another point, that every team in the NFL, if they were paying attention and if they didn't totally have their head in their helmet backwards, got Saquon Barkley's number last year. So it's up to us to block for him, because I've seen so many times last year when they were blocking for the guy and when Dallas Goedert was out there actually blocking for Saquon. Mm-hmm. So the Eagles better need to figure it out, and they better block for Saquon.
I agree with that. That's for sure. Spike, we appreciate the phone call. They got to block for Saquon.
He dominated.
Well, I mean, we tried to flip it around just to see the other way, but that's we're not going to do that. It's okay.
Why would we?
You're right. I mean, you guys are you're spot on. I'm just fixated on Hugh's quarterback list. That's what's tough for me to kind of
awesome.
Tough for me to get back on
you
track
put
here.
Spencer Rattler on your list.
I did.
Mm-hmm. You put Caleb Williams one a week ago. We thought he was going to get benched.
He had a 142.6.
Played the
QBR.
Cowboys.
Huh? I'm just saying.
Who did you not have? There was no Mahomes on the list.
You know who I didn't have that I forgot to put on it?
Mm-hmm. You didn't have Stafford after what he did on Sunday?
No, I didn't have
okay.
him on there.
Nah.
I forgot. Who did I not put on there? I mean, where's my other list? Because I had two working lists. I was working
You have Lamar?
Lists. Did not have Lamar on
okay,
the list.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that was one. He didn't win.
Awesome list.
He didn't win.
We got winners, mostly winners on my list, except for Drake May.
Spencer Rattler lost by 40.
I said, except for Drake May and Spencer Rattler.
Drake May turned the ball over like three or four times.
Yeah, but he had a nice little QBR.
We might have to have a discussion about doing these lists anymore.
What are you talking about?
It's a. I mean,
this is my truth.
But you're making a
Living
joke.
My truth.
Okay.
It's a very important segment, Hugh, and you're making a mockery of it.
It's not a very important segment. It's my segment. It's my truth. And these are my quarterbacks.
Okay.
Jalen's number two this week.
He had minus one passing yards in the first half of the game.
He moved up from number nine. That's a meteoric rise when you think about it.
I know.
It's a meteoric.
Where did Rattler move up from?
He wasn't even on the list.
That's even more meteoric.
Quick question, because
that was more meteoric.
Quick question, because winning is a huge element of this, right? The winning.
Yeah.
So, like, if Jordan Davis doesn't block the field goal, Jalen's what on the list? Because the same Jalen, same performance in the second half, led them down to take the lead.
Probably five.
He's five.
Five or six.
So three or four spots change on a block kick. I got you. All right, let's go to John in Pottstown. What's up, John?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How you doing?
Hey, John, what's up?
Hey, so yeah, overall, I think it was luck. But something I want to call out, I was at the game, and Jalen, he just seemed off. I know you can have an off day, but, you know, the whole game, it just seemed like he wasn't himself. And then at the end, when they won and everyone was cheering and he was just completely stone-faced, I just hope the guy's okay. They're just some, you know, we forget these guys are humans. You know, he might have something going on.
What do you mean? Exactly.
Like at home or like off the field, you mean? Like he's just,
yeah. I think off the field. I think everyone was saying, oh, what's he doing? He's not performing. I get it. We all have jobs to do. We got to perform. But I think, you know, observing him that day, he just seemed real off. And then when he won, and I'm not claiming to be an expert or anything, but, it just didn't seem like he was himself. And
well,
then,
hold on. Are you familiar with Jalen Hurts?
I think he was at the game, correct? You say, John, you were at the game?
I was.
So he didn't see all the other stuff. He's talking about the stuff that he actually witnessed. No, he was fine. He had some moments where he looked a little stoic, but he showed some emotion.
Yeah, I know he's a monotone guy, stoic, you know, doesn't really, you know, show his emotions on his sleeves, but you know, and look, I could be completely wrong. I just hope, you know, you forget these guys. You know, they're just people too. Hopefully, the dude's okay. But I'm sure maybe it was just a bad game. So, but overall, it was luck. 99.8% of the time, that's going through the post. But then again, you had the two biggest guys lining up and blew that guy off the line. Davis jumping up and blocking it. So, who knows? Maybe they'll be trying to block the field goal block next from the Eagles.
Maybe, yeah.
I hope they figured it out.
Yeah, John, good phone call. So listen, just be clear. I don't think Jordan Davis blocking a field goal was necessarily luck. The Eagles had made a great athletic play, and they scouted that was the lineman, you know, on the Rams line to go after there.
He was a diamond girl.
That was skill, right? They are 3-0 despite being outgained in every game and having less first downs than their opponent in every game. They had a Travis Kelce drop by the end zone. They had CeeDee Lamb drop the ball or should have caught the ball in week one. This past game, they were down 19 before they woke up. That is luck to win three games way.
But Joe, I could say that about damn near every game that I watch in the NFL every week.
I don't think there's any team 3-0 that has been outgained in every game.
Well, I could say if Tua Tagovailoa doesn't throw that pick at the end of that game, that he gives the Buffalo Bills their first loss. I could say that because they were in that game. I could say if the punter doesn't get hit, then they take over the lead. You know what I mean? It's I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
And I'm not poo-pooing it. But there's some execution that's involved in all that because you always hear teams talk about, you know, hey, we had a chance. We shot ourselves in the foot. That's execution. That's knowing what to do when you're tired. Fatigue makes a coward out of everybody. That's another one of those sayings that we used to say. And – when you talk about the thing that really jumps out to me, especially on the defensive side of the ball for the Philadelphia Eagles, they had a moment in that game where they were on the ropes when you know, the Rams were scoring back to back and they looked like they were about to fold.
Mm-hmm.
And they came back, you know, they took those punches and they came back and they were able to close that game out. That to me isn't luck. That's preparation. That's more preparation than anything.
I would agree if it was one game. They've done this 3 weeks in a row. I mean, 3 weeks in a row, we've all felt they haven't played a complete game, and they've won. That's hard to do in the NFL, win week after week after week.
And I tell you what, going into this game this weekend against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, you best believe if they put their foot on the Eagles' neck, they ain't taking it off because you've seen it. Like, the one thing that I'm pretty sure Coach Bowles is talking about, hey, this team is pretty resilient. Mm. if we jump out on them, keep your foot on the gas. And that's going to be the mantra throughout practice the whole week.
Well, the interesting thing with this is that I think the Bucs have been luckier than the Eagles. Go look at how they've won all three games. And they haven't even played any good teams yet.
Mm-hmm.
The Eagles at least just played the Rams, and they played the Chiefs in Kansas City. Like, those games are supposed to be kind of tight. The Bucs have beaten the Falcons, who probably stink, the Texans, who might stink, the Jets, who clearly stink, and they needed the last-minute wins in all three of them to win those games. The Bucs have been probably the luckiest team in the NFL. I think the Eagles are pretty lucky to be 3-0 the way they've played. 215-592-9494. All right, we're going to check in with you people coming up in a few minutes. What is the YouTube audience saying about us today? I'm sure they're not thrilled with what I'm saying about the football team so far this season. And one of my biggest fears in life is another step closer to reality. We'll get to all that. First, DOT in Wesley. What's up, DOT? DOT? Mm-hmm. Go once, twice. David in Westchester, he wants to bring back CJGJ. What's up?
Go CJGJ. Let me get off my Peloton here so I can talk. Hang on. All right. So as far as CJGJ goes, this guy, he brings an edge to this team.
There we go.
You know, and we all know he's a pain in the butt. You know, he proves that year after year after year. But if you bring this guy back, this is going to make this team better. And I think right now this team needs to be better. Have we gotten to the bottom of who was calling the plays or causing these plays the last 2.5 games? Did anybody ever figure that
well,
out?
Well, I think we did. We did. Sirianni was asked, and Kevin Petullo has been calling the plays the whole time. Now Hugh is obviously objecting to this stuff.
I object.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I kind of do too, because it's. I mean, something stinks. You know, like you know, when you got like a dead animal in your garden, you can't find it. You know, something here stinks, and they need to clean that up. And you know, I think Jalen and AJ probably took the game over again, and you know, started calling their own plays. This time, it just actually worked. But I think you do need to bring just more of an edge to this team, and the answer's right in front of them right now.
See, someone's thinking here. Everyone's worried about, he's not good for a locker room. The Eagles went to 2 Super Bowls with CJGJ. Now, again, do they need him? And David, we appreciate the phone call. They probably don't need him right now. But if he's available and just sitting there, I think he makes the roster better. I would entertain the idea of bringing CJGJ back. 215-592-9494. All right, your phone call is coming up. We'll check in with you people as well. It is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Hatfield just dropped 2 new bacon flavors that you just got to try. First up, we have cracked pepper thick cut bacon, black pepper coated and full of bold taste. Then there's the black forest thick cut bacon, smoked to perfection with a touch of sweetness. Whether you're firing up a breakfast or stacking it on a BLT, these bacons bring a lot of flavor, folks. Bacon is serious business around here, and nobody does it better than Hatfield. Visit simplyhatfield.com for a retail location near you. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.